Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers. And get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour. All in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Thursday night to you. I hope you're good. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe wherever you're at, wherever you're listening in, wherever you're locked in. I'm glad that you're here. And here is where I will be for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Me, I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he is coming to you live from New York City. And we got a lot to do. It is a busy, busy Thursday night. The NBA has basically taken over this Thursday night, as it really is pretty much done for the past several weeks. A few things. Victor Wembanyama is a San Antonio Spur. What a massive shock. Nobody saw that one coming, right? Sure. This one was a big surprise. Chris Paul is going to the Golden State Warriors. Wild stuff. In non-NBA news, man, Deion Sanders, unfortunately, is having an emergency operation for a blood clot in his groin. It's just wild stuff, man. You got Qatar. Yes, the country, Qatar, is buying a stake in Monumental Sports, which owns the Wizards, the Capitals, and the Mystics. Wow, some wild stuff. And then we got a whole bunch of other dudes getting drafted, including one guy who looks like he's like Liberace out here. I don't know. And his name is Grady Dick. What a wild world that we live in. Anyway, you can always tune into the show on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. We got hundreds all over North America. Sirius XM channel 158. If you got a smart speaker, just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. So, yeah, we're going to talk about the NBA draft tonight. We're going to go ahead and look at this wild trade that sends Chris Paul to the Golden State Warriors and moves Jordan Poole to the Washington Wizards. The Knicks reportedly have interest in, or had interest in Paul George. We have Scoot Henderson going to the Blazers. So what does this mean for Damian Lillard? We saw Marcus Smart go to Memphis. We saw Kristaps Porzingis go to Boston. It's just been a wild day. And if things couldn't be even more ridiculous, Dana White, of course, Dana White, the man who's doing slap boxing, fighting, whatever it is, slap fest. He's trying to arrange a fight between Elon Musk of Tesla and Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook Meta. Yeah, he's trying to put them in an octagon to beat the hell out of each other. What a world that we live in. Look, if you want to call or you want to hit us up, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Hey, Shep, you ready? Is this going to be a busy night, man?
JR, when are you and I not ready?
Yeah, that's a good point. It's been nuts. Well, you know what? Let's not bury anything here. Tonight is the NBA draft. And I told you there was no shock, no surprise as to who was selected number one overall. It's Victor Wembanyama. He is officially a Spur. All 7'5" of the guy, he's a Spur. And this is what he had to say about being selected numero uno. Wembanyama, numero uno, number one.
Can't really describe it, you know, still fresh. But one of the best feeling of my life, you know. Probably the best night of my life. I've been dreaming about this for so long. It's a dream come true. It's incredible.
Yeah, I can imagine. Absolutely incredible. Afterwards, when selected and sitting on the stage with his brother, his sister, he cried. He's hugging them. They had a moment that you will see for the next 20 years, especially if Victor Wembanyama actually sticks and does anything here in the NBA. Selected at number two, Brandon Miller, coming out of Alabama. He's now a member of the Charlotte Hornets, and so good for him. He doesn't have to do anything but run up and down the court and try to be on the receiving end of outlet passes from LaMelo Ball. Brandon Miller, he spoke after his selection as well, and he talked about what he is going to bring to the Charlotte Hornets.
They have great players there already. I can say for me, I can bring just a winner. I'm willing to make all the winning plays as far as on or off the court. A winner.
Yeah, everybody wants a winner out there. At number three, Scoot Henderson. There's so many conversations and talks about whether or not the Portland Trailblazers were going to go out and pick up another guard. You got Damian Lillard for it, right? What do you need to go ahead and pick up a 6'2" guard for? Well, not to pair with Damian Lillard, but to basically ultimately get Damian Lillard the hell up on out of there. Scoot Henderson, he talked after his selection at number three overall, and this is what he had to say about going to Portland.
Man, I'm just happy. You know, it's finally here. You know, I'm blessed. My family was there with me. And to go to Portland is kind of go full circle. You know, Pooh, my guy Pooh there, texted Dame not too long ago, so it's up. It's up when I get there.
Okay, he could text Damian Lillard all he wants, and Damian could say, hey, welcome. But look, there's going to come a point in time, and I don't care if it comes in the next week, 2 weeks, a month, February. Look, man, Damian Lillard ain't staying in Portland. Damian Lillard is ultimately, and he's put out the warning shots, I'm not rebuilding nothing. What are they winning with Scoot Henderson? Nothing. They drafted Damian Lillard's replacement. Even if it didn't happen tonight or doesn't happen tomorrow or next week, he's getting a hell of one out of there. And so you can go ahead and tweet and text anybody that you want. There ain't going to be no Scoot Henderson and Damian Lillard as the next big tandem. Maybe for a little while, but it ain't going to be no long-term thing. And so, yeah, Scoot Henderson can be happy about going up to Portland. Damian Lillard is not happy, and I know that he wants out. Real simple. And so he can be happy, and this is actually going to move into some news that took place earlier today. Absolutely ridiculous. It was only a few days ago that Chris Paul was not happy. Chris Paul moving on from Phoenix, being traded to Washington. And what a shocker it was today to learn in the middle of the afternoon that Chris Paul is, we know he wasn't going to be a Wizard, but Chris Paul is getting traded from the Washington Wizards to the Golden State Warriors in exchange for Jordan Poole. The Wizards are also getting a protected 2030 first-round pick and a 2027 second-round pick. Who cares about the picks? Jordan Poole is going to Washington to shoot the ball whenever the hell he wants, and Chris Paul, he's going to be out there with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. He's been the opposition forever. He was the opposition. These guys were drafted, and they were trying to beat him and surpass him, as Steph Curry certainly has. They've won championships. They've won rings, and Chris Paul, he's been a loser. He's still looking and waiting for that first ring. He's waiting for that first championship. Imagine it coming with the Golden State Warriors. Let me say this again, because it sounds odd. It sounds dirty to say. Chris Paul, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green. It was only a few days ago that Chris Paul was on Good Morning America telling Michael Strahan and George Stephanopoulos that he even got traded in the first place. Listen to this.
I'm driving in this morning, and we have the ticker tape thing outside of our building.
What is it?
And I see this potential blockbuster deal between you and Bradley Beal that may take you from Phoenix to Washington and vice versa. Hmm. I was surprised. What are your first thoughts on that?
I was surprised, too. I found out on the plane yesterday flying here for this. You know, in this league, anything can happen, so you just figure out what's next. Mm.
You literally found out on the plane?
Absolutely.
Wow.
What was your first reaction?
Don't push him any further. He's trying to be nice about
it. Yeah,
he
is, right?
Yeah. What's happening?
Yeah, trying to be nice. And now he's going to be in Golden State just trying to be cutthroat to get himself another championship. And it's also funny how this worked out. It was only last year, last season, remember this, that Jordan Poole, before the season started, Jordan Poole got a four-year deal, $128 million. And then he got punched in the face by Draymond Green. And Draymond Green made it very clear about a month ago to Stephen A. Smith on ESPN that, you know what? If I didn't punch Jordan Poole, I think we, the Warriors, would have done better in the postseason, better in the season, than losing to the Lakers to go home. Listen to what Draymond said.
Are you still playing if that stuff with Jordan Poole didn't happen early in the season?
I absolutely think so, because I still think the fact of the matter is it's going to be hard. I don't really think anyone could beat us, and I know we just lost. You know, I'm not taking anything away from the Los Angeles Lakers. They're competing at a high level. They're a good team, so I'm not taking anything away from them. But I think the reason that we are still playing, like, we didn't lose. We're not playing right now because we lost to the Los Angeles Lakers. We're not playing right now because when you speak about the fouling, when you speak about all of the slippage that we had as a team on the road, not being able to come together, none of those things happen. If that doesn't happen, because the voice that I am and the departments that I lead this team in, there was a ton of slippage due to me sitting back, me not saying anything, me trying to allow that situation to play itself out and giving it time to heal. Well, while you're giving it all of that time, guess what? I would say probably by February, I started to feel like myself again and speak more. But guess what? There was 5 months of a season where slippage has just been occurring. And by February, if that slippage has been going on that long, you are who you are at that point. You've built those habits. You've built bad habits. That is who you are now. So to try to correct them then, it's like, okay, you may get a little better. We did. We ended up in the second round of the playoffs, but not at a championship level.
Yeah. You want to talk about slipping? The one thing that slipped was Draymond Green's fist into Jordan Poole's face. And after one season now, following the signing of that contract, Jordan Poole is gone. He can go to Washington, he can play with Tyus Jones, and he can put up as many shots as he wants. And the Golden State Warriors? Yeah, I guess they didn't want Jordan Poole. He got punched in the face. We saw some of the ridiculous shots that he took. I mean, at multiple occasions, Steph Curry is looking at him crazy. At one point, Steph Curry got tossed out of a game because he decided to toss his mouthpiece into the stands after watching Jordan Poole right in front of him. And so Chris Paul, 38-year-old point guard, only played 59 games this past season. Every year, it seems like he plays less and less, that he goes down at the most inopportune times. He's going to be playing on the Warriors. 12-time All-Star, 9-time All-Defense, 6-time Steals Leader, 4-times Assist Leader, Rookie of the Year. Yeah, that's a Hall of Fame career. That's exactly where Chris Paul is going to go. But is Chris Paul enough? Does Chris Paul have enough at this point in time to help out the Golden State Warriors? I think the answer is yes. But do the Golden State Warriors still have enough to be one of the best teams in the West to go back and win a championship? I don't think so, not right now. They still have some adjustments to make here with this roster. Warriors got to get bigger. Think about this. Ideally, in most situations, if you're the Warriors and you want to close out a team, it's the fourth quarter, it's the last two, three, four, 5 minutes, a lineup of Chris Paul, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and Kevon Looney, or whoever the hell they want to put out there, it's just going to be short. And here's a newsflash. I'd be shocked if Chris Paul starts. Why would he? If anything, this is the Golden State Warriors. This sounds nuts. We've seen this team go from the toilet into being a dynasty. But what are the Golden State Warriors now? A retirement home? Chris Paul is coming in to help and save Steph Curry. Steph Curry will help and save Chris Paul. It'll alleviate some of the pressure off of Klay Thompson. This is just a retirement home. The Warriors got better because, let's be real, who wanted to play with Jordan Poole? The answer is nobody. But until the Warriors get some more size, yeah, Chris Paul is nice. If he can come off the bench and play 60 to 65 games, oh, that'll be a successful year. But I'm sorry. I know Steph Curry is just he's a basketball nuclear weapon out there all by himself. But this is another case of, I'm supposed to believe that this dude is going to be healthy? A good, surprising, shocking move by the Golden State Warriors. Mike Dunleavy gets the job and already has to go to work, and the next thing he has to do is figure out a contract for Draymond Green. Because, oh yeah, by the way, he's opting out. Do I think he's going to stick around now that Jordan Poole's contract is off the books? Yes. Does this clear way for them to, you know, save some money on the tax? Yes. Can they re-sign Klay Thompson? The answer is yes. And, oh yeah, by the way, Chris Paul, it's not like he's guaranteed to be here in the long run. This is the final year of Chris Paul's contract. Let's see what the Warriors can do for 1 year minimum. I would think the only year with Chris Paul. Chris Paul, a Golden State Warrior. These are some things that you just can't make up. But I'll tell you this, I ain't sold on the Warriors as being contenders just because they picked up Chris Paul. I ain't going that far. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Victor Wembanyama goes number one to the Spurs. Chris Paul gets traded from the Wizards, which he never played, obviously, to the Golden State Warriors. What do you think about this matchup? Does Chris Paul make things better? Does Chris Paul put them back into title contention? I say, no, not so fast. Let's see what else they can do with their roster, and that's assuming that Draymond Green comes back. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. We're talking this NBA draft. We're talking about this Warriors move, adding Chris Paul. And then we're going to talk about some of the other picks that will be making their professional debuts in the NBA later on this year. We're just getting started, just getting warmed up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. NBA draft day hasn't just been NBA draft day. It has been a ridiculous day when it comes down to player movement and trades. The biggest move today, I don't even believe, is Victor Wembanyama going one to the Spurs. We knew that was going to happen. The biggest move today is Chris Paul playing or teaming up with former rivals, the Golden State Warriors. We're talking about Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. Chris Paul being sent to Washington earlier this week to ultimately be moved back out west to play against or play with the Golden State Warriors. See, it still seems unnatural to say. It's wild. 855-212-4CBS. What do you think about this move? Chris Paul, is he going to help the Warriors? He's in 1 year of his deal. He has 1 year left on his deal. What does this mean? You know, are they going to be better? I would think so. At the same time, I think they need size. They're too small. And even if Chris Paul comes off the bench, which I think he will do, they're too small, man. This is nice. It'll look nice. Steph Curry won't have to work as hard bringing the ball up court. He just gets to run around screens, which you're going to get tired anyway, but he seemingly doesn't. It's nice, but there's more that needs to be done. I'm going to take your calls, and then I want to talk about some of these other draft picks after Victor Wembanyama. Brandon Miller to the Hornets, Scoot Henderson to Portland, Amen Thompson to the Rockets, his brother Asar going to Detroit. We're going to look at some of these other moves. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Birmingham, Alabama, and talk to Dale. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Dale?
Hey, JR, how you doing?
Very well.
JR, why would you go smaller? If they had had a big man this year, they would have been pretty decent.
Well, I think the idea wasn't – well, there's multiple factors in play here. At number one, the Golden State Warriors want to re-sign Draymond Green, which we heard clear as day earlier this week from their new general manager, Mike Dunleavy Jr. We've heard from Draymond Green's own mouth that he wants to retire as a Golden State Warrior. With all of the success and all the contracts that the Warriors have handed out over the past few years, the Golden State Warriors were going to pay a ridiculous tax bill. And I get it. This is a team that plays in San Francisco. They have a huge base. They have a new arena that the team actually owns. And so they're swimming in money. But this is twofold. They traded Jordan Poole for Chris Paul for multiple reasons. They want to save money.
No defense.
No, it's we're not talking about defense right now. Listen to me talk about the money. It's about the money first. They wanted to get his contract off of the books. They wanted to move Jordan Poole's contract off the books so they could a little easier, sign Draymond Green and Klay Thompson. So that's number one. Now, having done that, they remove someone who is young, who took a bunch of stupid shots, who helped them win the championship, and that nobody liked. And so you bring in a veteran who is actually going to make people's lives a little bit better and moving the ball around. And so I agree with you. We can look at the basketball and talk about defense and talk about size, correct. I don't think they're done. The Golden State Warriors are not stupid. I don't think they woke up yesterday and said, let's just have a bunch of 6'2" guys, you know, out there on the court. We got to give them time, though. But there's plenty of valid reasons to make the trade.
Well, I just hope he stays healthy.
Well, I think the Golden State Warriors hope that, too. Because having that guy around that nobody wanted there in Jordan Poole, that wasn't going to do anything.
Nothing. Hey, thanks, JR. You have a good weekend.
You too, Dale. Thank you for calling from Birmingham. Yeah, I get it. But why do you want to have somebody on a team that nobody wants? He got punched in the face. I'm sorry. Look, fights happen all the time. Correct. Yes, they do. But to the degree of somebody getting sucker punched and just hitting the face, and we saw more of the behavior throughout the year where the players didn't seemingly care for him. Like, why were you going to keep him around? And so they were able to dump him, save money, bring back legendary players, still have flexibility with ultimately Chris Paul's contract coming off of the books. And let's also be clear, if this does not work, Chris Paul can get moved again for pennies on the dollar to a competing team come February. It don't got to be a guarantee that he's going to stick all the way through. And I think at this stage, we can look at any NBA star and pretty much go, I hope he stays healthy. Everybody is hurt all over the damn place. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Flushing and talk to Manny. Hey, Manny, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
I'm doing well, my brother. How you doing?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Yeah, nothing. Man, Chris Paul has the Warriors, and Jordan Poole has the world to the Warriors. What are up to the Wizards? What world we live in now?
Yeah,
well, Steph Curry and Chris Paul are teammates. Man, I thought I was dreaming.
Sure. Well, what do you think about Chris Paul? Is he going to work? Not work?
I think he's going to curse them like he did in other teams. Meaning that he will do well the regular season, and then they'll stink up the joint in the postseason, because that's what Chris Paul is for any team he plays for.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, he's had a history, and Manny is right there. Chris Paul has certainly had a history over the past several years of showing up and then sitting down. Is he pulling a hamstring? Is he pulling a groin? I mean, his postseason resume is not sterling by any stretch of the imagination. He didn't even meet or go to a conference finals with the Clippers. They blew a massive lead against the Rockets when he was still on the Clippers. In 2018, he actually went and took on the Warriors, and he had that hamstring injury. And then he is just, before he went to play for the Rockets with James Harden, he played the most games of anybody ever without reaching a conference finals. And so whether he's throwing lobs to DeAndre Jordan or Blake Griffin, whether he's teamed up with the former still beard and James Harden, like, things haven't worked out for Chris Paul. He's hoping that they do this year. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to North Carolina and talk to Dog. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Dog?
What's up, JR, man? I appreciate you taking the call, bro. I don't know what to say about that Chris Paul thing. Maybe he'll come off the bench and give him a little relief. You know, don't turn the ball over, stuff like that. And like you say, that was pretty much about the money. But I wanted to ask you, man, about the Celtics trade for Porzingis and getting rid of Marcus Smart. How does that improve the team? Help me out, bro.
For the Celtics?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, the Celtics are able to add size. They're not as guard heavy as they were. And let's be real. Did the Celtics win the championship?
No, sir.
I mean, it's hard year. Even if you do win it, it's hard year after year after year. They pretty much have maintained the same core over the past few seasons since they've been battling it out with the Miami Heat. One year they go to the finals and lose to the Warriors. Another year they don't even make it. It's tough. And so I think to switch the team up just a little bit, you can't stay stagnant. And I think what they did ran its course. And I think we'll see, or hopefully we'll see, Tatum and Brown, you know, take things to another level. It's time to continue to mature.
Right. And with Brock, you think Brock going to run the one now since he's gone?
Well, look, I don't know if you remember what happened before Marcus Smart went to Memphis. The original trade had Malcolm Brogdon going out to the Los Angeles Clippers, and the Clippers ultimately pulled back and said, no, thank you. And that was due to injuries to Malcolm Brogdon. We know that he had an arm injury going into the playoffs And so it doesn't appear that anybody is going to touch or take him right now.
Right, right.
So whether or not he plays for the Celtics, we don't know, but we got to find out. Doesn't look like he'll be traded. Let's see how healthy he is for them.
Hey, I appreciate you taking my call. Y'all have a blessed night, man.
You as well. Thank you so much to Dog for calling from North Carolina. So much movement. So many questions. I'm going to get to more of your calls. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's get more of your calls in. Let's look at more of the names that have just kind of just gone through here, and they're finally NBA players. We'll give you an update. We'll talk some more about everything going on.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I just want to start off by saying you're one of the best in the game, man. I really enjoy listening to your show.
I love the show. I discovered it last year when there was actually no sports going on, and I'm loving it ever since.
I genuinely love your show. Your takes are great. I may not agree with all of them, but they're on point.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Busy, busy, ridiculously. I can't even say night. Just a busy day here. All over the place. In the NBA. It's nuts. Victor Wembanyama goes number one. Even if you think about the dudes who went after him, Brandon Miller, two to the Hornets, Scoot Henderson, three to the Portland Trailblazers. We had history made. We had two twins get drafted back to back. Amen Thompson goes number four to the Houston Rockets. Asar Thompson, his twin brother, goes number five to the Detroit Pistons. It's absolutely wild. Some other names. I'm going to butcher this man's name, at least momentarily. Bilal Koulibaly? I'm going to get it right soon. This is Victor Wembanyama's teammate. He's selected at number seven by the Pacers, and he's traded to Washington. Jairus Walker, selected at number eight, goes to the Pacers, and they basically flip-flop.
Gary, you want to hear Adam Silver announce it?
I'm sorry?
You want to hear Adam Silver announce it so we put that to bed?
Announce what?
Well, I'm not going to butcher it.
Bilal. Cool. Well, hold
number
on.
Seven me, overall pick.
Hold on a second. Let me try it again.
Sir.
Koulibaly. Let's see if I screwed it up. Here it is. What?
With the seventh pick in the 2023 NBA draft, the Indiana Pacers select Bilal Koulibaly.
Oh, hey, look at me. Look at me. I'm French now. I'm better than, what's that terrible Frenchman the Knicks selected?
Frank Vice?
No, not him. The black one.
Neal Akina.
The guard. Yeah, I'm better than Frank Neal Akina. Yeah, Bilal. And the story on Bilal Koulibaly, this dude grew from like 5'10 to 6'8 in like 3 years. He went from 5'10 to 6'8. And he's nobody ever even heard of this dude. He's teammates or was teammates with Victor Wembanyama. What a world. Best player, one of the best guys selected right with him. And nobody never heard of this dude. You think about some other names drafted tonight. Cason Wallace out of Kentucky goes to the Mavs. And Grady Dick, he goes to the Toronto Raptors. And if you haven't seen what Grady Dick wore tonight, prepare yourselves. I can't show you, obviously. This is radio. But when you do see it, it's nuts. He wore a Dolce & Gabbana $4,000 jacket. I know because I looked it up. How much is this stupid jacket? It's like sequins. And he said it's a representation of coming out of Kansas and Dorothy and the red slipper. And he looked like a figure skater. He looked like somebody tweeted this to me. So now I'm stealing this one. He looked like his dad was a lion tamer. He just wore a glittery, sparkling red jacket like I've never seen in my life, with a matching sparkly red shirt that didn't have buttons. He's going to be joked on for the next million years. I know Grady Dick can shoot the ball. I hope he has a great career. Otherwise, he's going to be kind of dissed forever there. Cam Whitmore out of Villanova goes to the Rockets. Just a busy night. Jordan Hawkins, who we saw win a national championship with UConn, he goes to the Pelicans. There was no Zion move, so if we ain't seen Zion move, I don't expect to see Zion move. It's been a busy, busy day. And a matter of fact, when we get to the top of the hour, we're going to hear from the Thompson twins. We're going to hear Victor Wembanyama and his emotions after being selected number one overall as he is joined by his family. And then we're also going to talk about Jordan Poole in D.C. Yeah, I didn't forget that he got moved out there. I know Chris Paul is the big name. Jordan Poole got something to say. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Ray is calling from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Hey, Ray, you're live on the radio.
Hello?
You're live on the radio, yes.
Man, I'm just wondering, is this the end of the Warriors dynasty? I mean, you bring in Chris Paul, surrounded by Steph Curry, Klay Thompson. Draymond Green is on the way out. So what are we thinking that CP3 is going to do for this team?
Well, when you say Draymond Green is on the way out, he's on the way out from what?
He declined his player option.
He declined his player option to eschew a one-year deal in order to secure a longer-term contract, which would also secure him much more money.
Yeah, so we don't see that happening with the Golden State Warriors.
You would see that happening with the Golden State Warriors because they offloaded the contract of Jordan Poole, which will allow them greater flexibility.
Yeah, but you're bringing in a talent like CP3 from the Suns. That is what, a $15 million contract, which is what Draymond's bringing in and plus more. So,
but here's the thing. Jordan Poole is on a long-term deal. Chris Paul is on an expiring contract. The Golden State Warriors, if they should choose, can still get rid of Chris Paul come February, the trade deadline, depending on how things roll. And so it's a matter of having financial flexibility and getting rid of a player in his contract, which wouldn't allow them financial flexibility. And he was also a player that they did not want. And so, yes, they got rid of Jordan Poole. They bring in Chris Paul. And I would say, yeah, if you were to be someone with maybe, I don't know, just normal sense, yeah, I don't think the Golden State Warriors are going to, you know, run back another three or four championships. They probably are. And given their age, yeah, they are at the end of their dynasty. And I think they're trying to pick up another ring. And if they can get two, yeah, here's the point. You want to max out while you have Steph Curry. There was not going to be a max out of anything while still having Jordan Poole on the team. Nothing.
Yeah, but bringing in Chris Paul doesn't make any sense when it didn't even work for the Suns.
No, that's different.
This doesn't make any sense.
No, it does make sense. The Suns are a totally different team. A bunch of idiots that they are. I don't know if Ray is talking to himself or is that his idiot friend in the back. Here's the deal. The Phoenix Suns have not won a championship. The Golden State Warriors have won multiple championships. Chris Paul is not going to be tasked or asked with being the number two scoring option like he was on the Phoenix Suns. Chris Paul is not going to be asked to carry the load. Chris Paul is likely, whether he comes off of the bench, which is probably going to happen, Chris Paul is asked to fit in and do what he does best, facilitate, set the team up, spare Steph Curry from having to go out there and do all of the work, especially when it comes down to ball handling. You want to know who the second best guard is on the Golden State Warriors from setting people up? He's not a guard. He's a forward. His name is Draymond Green. This is going to be a move that's going to allow everybody else to not relax, but make their lives just a little bit easier. And so if you don't understand it from a financial perspective, I don't know. Maybe we can get you some math classes. If you don't understand it from a basketball perspective, I don't know. Maybe you haven't watched enough basketball. But the Golden State Warriors have done a few things. They've bought themselves financial flexibility for the short term as well as the long term. And when it comes down to basketball, they've also done the same. They're not attached to a shot-jacking guard who got punched in the face by his own teammate in Draymond Green. So Jordan Poole is in D.C., and the Golden State Warriors, they got some flexibility. They got a whole lot that you don't have to worry about outside of health. And I think most of the NBA, that's what they got to worry about. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's get to Josh from Virginia. What's on your mind, Josh? Go ahead quickly.
Hey, what's up, man?
I'm good. Shoot, we're up against the break.
I don't know why you're giving so much love to Golden State for picking up CP3 when 2 years ago, didn't Jordan Love? Jordan Poole.
What?
He scored 20 points a game, and the Wizards are making all the right moves, right?
We're going to talk about the Wizards. But let me tell you something about the Wizards. For right now, this moment, this upcoming season, you know what the Wizards are going to do?
Well, they're rebuilding.
There you go. The Wizards are going to be looking for next year's draft. Whoopty freaking do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk about the draft. We're going to hear from the guy that went number one. And I'm going to get some more of your calls. We'll talk more Chris Paul here on CBS Sports Radio.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Don't you wish your khaki shorts were legitimately comfortable instead of stiff cotton? Try Bird Dogs. Bird Dogs stretch khaki shorts look like khaki shorts but feel like gym shorts. They have it all: anti-stink, sweat-wicking fabric, a super comfortable built-in liner, and zipper pockets to keep everything secure. It's time to swap your old-school khakis for Bird Dogs. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code baseball for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB, promo code baseball, for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off, we promise you.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.